Dodge is finally coming back to the market with an all-new product, the Hornet. And it could be the car that makes or breaks the Dodge brand. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. Dodge has one of the oldest lineups in the business. The Challenger and Charger sit on a Mercedes platform that dates back to the Daimler Chrysler days. And the only other vehicle in the lineup is the Dodge Durango. It dates back to 2011. So the new Dodge Hornet, which is a four-door crossover, is the first all-new model in over a decade. It uses an internal combustion engine, but there's also a plug-in hybrid version, too. Prices range from about $30,000 to $45,000. Carlos Tavares, the CEO of Stellantis, says he's giving all his brands until the end of the decade to prove themselves. They need to be viable and profitable. And that's why the Hornet is such an important intro. Because for Dodge, it's do or die. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ News Radio 950.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.